Here's a thought experiment to start us off. Imagine a security system where every door in the building announces, out loud several times a second, exactly who is walking through it. Name, location, heading, speed. Anyone standing nearby can hear it. And here's the part that should make an engineer sit up. Nobody checks whether the voice is telling the truth. That's not a hypothetical. That's the surveillance backbone of modern air traffic control, and you are broadcasting into it right now if your transponder is on. I'm Vector, and this is Cleared Direct on Radio Hangar. Today we're going to break down the single most important piece of airspace technology most pilots never think twice about, and the design decision baked into it that keeps security researchers up at night. Let's break this down. Before we get into it, this segment is supported by AviationSoul.com. They make aviation challenge coins that mark the real milestones. First solo private pilot, instrument rated, CFI. The whole journey in something you can hold in your hand. Beautifully made, built to last. AviationSoul.com. Okay, let's define the thing. The technology is called Automatic Dependent Surveillance Broadcast. We say ADSB. And the name itself is the whole engineering story if you unpack it. So let's do that word by word. Automatic. It's always on. You don't push a button, you don't get interrogated. It just transmits. Roughly twice a second on its own. Dependent. This is the important one. It is dependent on your own navigation source to know where you are. In almost every installation flying today, that source is the Global Positioning System, GPS. The airplane figures out its own position from satellites, and then it tells everyone. It does not get measured from the outside the way old radar did. It reports itself. Surveillance, it's the system controllers and other aircraft used to see traffic. And broadcast. That last word is the one that matters most for today. It is a broadcast. It is not a phone call. It is not a secure link. It is a radio shout. In the clear to anyone within range. Who cares to listen? So here's the picture. Your GPS receiver computes your latitude, longitude, and altitude. Your transponder packages that up, along with your identity, your velocity, and a few other fields, and it squirts it out on one of two frequencies. Big airplanes and most turbine traffic use 1090 MHz, what's called extended squitter. A lot of general aviation in the States uses a second link at 978 MHz. The Universal Access Transceiver, UAT, the United States, is actually the odd one out globally for running two links at once, and that dual link decision is a whole episode on its own. Park that for another day. The point is, the position comes from you, and it goes out to everybody. Ground stations hear it, airliners hear it, controllers see it on the scope. And this replaced, or at least joined, the spinning radar dish as the primary way the system knows where airplanes are. Since 2020, it's been required equipment to fly in most of the busy airspace in the country. Now, here's what most people miss. There is no encryption on that signal, and there is no authentication. Let me be precise about what those two words mean, because they're different problems. Encryption would mean the message is scrambled, so only authorized receivers can read it. ADSB has none. The message format is a published international standard. It is deliberately readable by anyone. That's not a bug, that's the design. The whole point is that any airplane and any ground station on Earth can decode it without a secret key. Interoperability was the goal. Authentication is the other one. Authentication would mean the receiver can verify that the message actually came from the airplane it claims to come from, and that the position inside it is real. ADSB has none of that either. There is no digital signature, there is no certificate. There is nothing in the message that proves the sender is who it says it is. So the system at its core trusts every airplane. It takes the position report at face value. The airplane says, "I am here at this altitude, doing this speed," and the system by default believes it. The data tells an interesting story about just how exposed that makes things. Start with the receive side, because that part is genuinely benign and kind of wonderful. Because the signal is unencrypted. Hobbyists built a global tracking network out of it. You can buy a software-defined radio dongle, a little USB stick, for about $20, plug in an antenna, and start decoding live airplane positions over your house. That's how the big public flight tracking websites work. Thousands of volunteers feeding little receivers into a network. It's a beautiful example of open data. I love it. But flip it around. If a $20 radio can receive these messages, what does it take to transmit one? Not much more. And this is where we cross from open data into the uncomfortable part. Researchers have been demonstrating this for over a decade now. The foundational work was presented at security conferences back around 2012 by academics like Andre Kostin and others, and it's been reproduced many times since. With low-cost software-defined radio hardware, you can craft and transmit ADS-B messages that conform perfectly to the standard, and because nothing in the standard checks whether the sender is legitimate, those messages look to a naive receiver exactly like a real airplane. That's the spoofing problem. Let me lay out the flavors, because they're not all the same. The first is injection. You transmit position reports for an airplane that does not exist, a ghost target to a receiver that trusts the broadcast. A phantom airplane appears on the scope, flying a track you invented. You can make one ghost. In principle, you can make 100 and flood the picture. The second is deletion or masking. This is harder, but the research shows you can degrade or jam a real target's signal, effectively making a real airplane harder to see against the noise. The third is modification, altering the apparent position, altitude, or identity of the picture. And there's a fourth path that's actually more concerning than any of those, because it doesn't even require touching ADS-B directly. Remember the dependent part of the name. The airplane's honest, well-behaved transponder is only as truthful as the GPS feeding it. If you spoof the GPS signal, and GPS is a famously weak signal by the time it reaches the ground, then the airplane itself computes a wrong position, believes it completely, and broadcasts that wrong position with total confidence. The transponder isn't lying, it's been lied to, and we have seen large-scale GPS spoofing and jamming in conflict regions in the last few years. Crews in parts of the Middle East and Eastern Europe have reported their navigation systems getting yanked tens of miles off in seconds. That's the real-world version of this threat, and it's not theoretical anymore. So at this point, you might be thinking, Vector, you've just told me the entire airspace surveillance system is running on the honor code. Should I be scared to fly? No. And here's the honest, balanced part, because I promised you both sides. The gap between can be demonstrated in a lab, and is bringing down airplanes is enormous, and it exists for good engineering reasons. The system was never actually designed to rely on a single, blindly trusted broadcast. Let's talk about the defenses, because they're clever. The first and most important is called multilateration. We say MLAT. Here's the idea. When your ADS-B message reaches the ground, it doesn't reach just one antenna. It reaches several at slightly different times, because they're at different distances from you. Radio waves travel at a fixed speed, so the ground network can measure the tiny differences in arrival time across multiple stations and independently calculate where the transmission physically came from. Time difference of arrival. Now here's why that matters. MLAT does not care what your message says your position is. It computes where you actually are from physics. So if a spoofer sits in a parking lot transmitting a ghost airplane supposedly over the ocean, multilateration says no, this signal is coming from a parking lot. The claimed position and the physical origin don't match. Red flag. The story falls apart. Here's what most people miss about the whole architecture. The real security in ADS-B was never supposed to live inside the message. It lives in cross-checking the message against independent physics. That's the whole game. Second defense, radar didn't die. Primary radar, the kind that bounces energy off the airplane's skin and doesn't care what the airplane says or even whether it has a transponder, still exists in much of the busy airspace. It's an independent measurement. Secondary radar, the interrogate and reply kind, is still there too. Controllers are fusing multiple sensors, not staring at one raw feed. Third, the ground automation is not naive. Modern air traffic systems run plausibility checks. Did an airplane just teleport 40 miles between updates? Is it flying at a speed no airplane can fly? Did it appear from nowhere at cruise altitude with no departure? Those filters catch a lot of clumsy spoofing automatically. You can't just make a 500-knot airplane jump across the state and have the system nod along. And fourth, layered on top, is space-based reception. A network of satellites now hears ADS-B from orbit, which adds yet another independent geometry to validate positions against, especially over oceans where there are no ground antennas. We did a whole segment on that constellation, so I won't rebuild it here. So the honest assessment is this: ADS-B by itself is trusting and exposed. The system ADS-B lives inside is layered and skeptical. The vulnerability is real. It's been proven repeatedly in research, and it is a genuine concern for national defense and for the future as we pack drones and autonomous aircraft into the same airspace. But the doomsday version, where a laptop and a van reroutes airliners, runs straight into multilateration, radar, and plausibility logic. Those layers are doing quiet work every second. Now let me connect this to something you may have actually run into, because the same open broadcast design creates a completely different headache. Privacy. Because ADS-B is unencrypted and your identity is right there in the message, anyone can track any airplane. That's fine for an airliner. It is less fine if you're a business owner or, frankly, anyone who'd rather not have their tail number and daily movements posted publicly and archived forever. This became a very public fight over tracking of specific private jets. The Federal Aviation Administration, the FAA, has two answers to that, and they're worth knowing. The first is a program called Limiting Aircraft Data Displayed, LADD, which asks the tracking sites and the government feed not to publish your data. The second, more interesting one from an engineering view, is the Privacy ICAO Address Program, where an eligible aircraft can broadcast a rotating alternate identity code instead of its permanent one. So the airplane still shows up for safety and for controllers, but it's harder to tie to you personally over time. Notice what that is. It's not encryption, it's pseudonymity, layered on top of a system that fundamentally cannot keep a secret. Same theme again. You can't lock the broadcast, so you obscure what's inside it. So who's building the fixes and what's the honest timeline? Here's the part that surprises people. Do not expect encrypted, authenticated ADS-B for civil aviation anytime soon. Maybe not ever, in the form you'd imagine. The standards bodies, RTCA here in the States, and their international counterparts, have studied adding cryptographic security. The problem is brutal at a systems level. You have hundreds of thousands of aircraft worldwide that already complied with a 2020 mandate. You have a system whose entire value depends on every receiver on the planet being able to read every message. The moment you add secret keys, you break the openness that made it work. And you'd have to manage those keys across every airline, every country, every general aviation airplane, and every ground station on Earth. That's not a firmware update. That's a generational overhaul of a global system that's already installed. So, the realistic roadmap is not authentication. It's better validation, smarter multilateration, sensor fusion that weighs how much to trust a track based on how many independent sources agree, machine-driven anomaly detection on the ground, hardened, harder-to-spoof GPS receivers, and alternative navigation sources so a jammed satellite signal doesn't cascade into a confident lie. The fix isn't putting a password on the signal. The fix is getting better and better at catching the signal in a lie. That work is ongoing, quietly, at the FAA and the research community, and in the defense world, which has the sharpest interest of all. Let me pull the altitude back and give you the takeaway. Because underneath all the technical detail, there's one clean idea. ADS-B made a trade. It gave up secrecy and self-verification to get openness, low cost, and global interoperability. And by almost every measure, that trade paid off spectacularly. It gave us cheaper, more precise, more widely available surveillance than radar ever could. It put traffic and free weather in general aviation cockpits, and it created an open data ecosystem that hobbyists turned into a worldwide tracking network for the price of a nice dinner. The same openness that makes it spoofable is the openness that makes it work. Good engineering is rarely about eliminating a weakness. It's about understanding exactly what you traded away and building the layers that cover for it. ADS-B trusts every airplane. The system around it does not. And the honest future of this technology isn't a lock on the door. It's getting smart enough to know when the voice at the door is lying. The reporting behind this one draws on published security research first presented at conferences like Black Hat and USNICS, on the standards work of RTCA, and on the FAA's own material about the mandate and its privacy programs. If you want to go deeper, there's more from us at RadioHangar.com. I'm Vector. Next time your transponder lights up on the taxi out, remember what it's really doing. It's not asking permission, it's telling the truth to everyone at once and trusting the system to keep everyone else honest. Fly safe and keep asking how it works.